On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
A man has been flown to a London hospital after being stabbed in the head at a Kent train station with a pair of scissors. It happened at Headcorn this morning. A 35-year-old from Maidstone has been arrested on suspicion of assault. People living nearby have described seeing a man being chased into the station by a group of men before being attacked.
KMFM News.
Police staff around the UK have held a minute's silence to remember a PC killed while on duty in Berkshire. Andrew Harper's family joined more than 100 people for a service at the Thames Valley Forces headquarters. Members of the public pay their respects where he died, including Daniela.
It's sad, it's really sad. My prayers and thoughts are with the family. I wish his colleague to be strong, keep being strong. Don't let this stop what they do best.
More than 50 people have been taken in by border officers in the past 24 hours after crossing the English Channel in small boats. Authorities have intercepted several vessels in Kent and Sussex and said they're dealing with a number of others. Home Secretary Priti Patel is going to discuss the problem with her French counterpart. Great British Bake Off judge Prue Leith says she will do her best to help reform hospital food in England. She's been brought in to help with a government review of meals after six patients died due to a listeria outbreak. A 38-year-old mum from Ashford was among those who came down with the illness after she stayed at the William Harvey in May, but she managed to recover. Public health expert Professor John Ashton says it's all part of systemic failures within the health service.
Elderly people, frail people going into hospital should be able to expect safe and nutritious food. What it looks as though has happened now is that many hospitals have got rid of their kitchens to save money and have been contracting out the food to private suppliers.
Two drug dealers have been jailed for a total of more than 7.5 years between them after police stopped a suspicious vehicle in Medway. Officers pulled over a Ford Fiesta near Melville Court in Chatham in March and arrested a 24-year-old man after they found a mobile phone revealing details about the supply of Class A drugs. They then arrested a 26-year-old man who'd been using a vulnerable person's home in Brompton as a base to supply drugs. An ex-gang member has told KMFM educating young people about knife crime is the only way to tackle the issue. Francis Osea Apaya ended up in prison after being groomed by a gang when he was a teenager. He now gives talks in schools across Kent to warn youngsters about the dangers of carrying a weapon.
The kids see the teacher as an authority figure, so they're not going to listen to the teacher. But when you come in like we do as a guest speaker, as a one-off stranger, and with my background, it makes me very credible.
Latest figures show knife crime has almost doubled in Kent over the last 5 years. In the year to April, more than 1,300 offences were recorded in the county. You can listen to our full chat with Francis in the KM Community Podcast at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
An injured owl has been discovered in Sheppey after being shot in the wing. The female bird had been found near Laysdown and is now no longer able to fly. She's being cared for by Swampy's Wildlife Rescue. And a Kent pub has been named as the best in the county, as well as one of the top 16 in Britain. The Admiral Arm in Sheppey picks up the award from the Campaign for Real Ale.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and Gillingham travel to Coventry in League One this weekend, looking for their first win of the season. Lucy has more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, the Gills drew 2-2 against Blackpool on Tuesday night and have picked up just 2 points from their opening three games. All five of the goals they've conceded in those matches have been late in the first half after taking the lead in each of them. Manager Steve Evans says he puts that down to players losing their concentration.
I think modern day football players try to break games down into segments. I think coaches do as well, to be fair, first 20 minutes and then first half and 70 minute mark and time up. And I think we probably a little bit guilty of just trying to maybe see games out to half time.
Cricket, and Kent's Joe Denley's been caught out for just 12 in England's third Ashes test with Australia. The home side have got off to a poor start on day two at Headingley. A short time ago they were on 45 for 5. Yesterday they bowled the tourists out for 179. And staying with cricket, Kent will be hoping to get back to their winning ways when they take on Surrey in the T20 Blast later. Their last two matches have been abandoned, and before that they lost to Somerset in Gloucestershire. They're still second in the South group at the moment, though. Play's due to get underway in Canterbury at 7 tonight.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.